Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the star of our show, Terry.
Welcome to The Music in Me, everybody, where we explore the melodies that stir our souls and the rhythms that move us. I'm your host, Terry, and today we're diving into a celestial experience like no other, the eclipse. As the moon cast its shadow upon the earth this past Monday, April 8th, 2024, I found myself in the path of totality, witnessing firsthand the awe-inspiring sight of the sun being obscured by the moon. But here's the kicker. I hadn't even planned for this special eclipse episode. Thanks to a last-minute suggestion from a friend at work, I decided to shake things up and celebrate this cosmic event with all of you. I had a whole other episode planned for today, but don't worry, we'll save that one for next week. So, this is going to be a short episode to commemorate the eclipse that just happened. We'll talk about my experience witnessing it and then dive into the songs that remind me of this extraordinary event, from the haunting echoes of Total Eclipse of the Heart to the cosmic journey of Dark Side of the Moon. Join me as we explore the soundtrack to the eclipse experience. And remember, if you enjoy this episode, be sure to share The Music in Me with others so we can grow our audience and share our love of music with more people. So sit back, relax, and let the music guide you as we bask in the magic of the eclipse. Before we jump into the tunes that perfectly capture the essence of this celestial spectacle, let me entertain you with my own thrilling experience of witnessing the eclipse firsthand. Picture this. I'm hustling through my day, working my shift as a customer service associate at a retail store. But today is no ordinary day. It's eclipse day. Unfortunately, duty called, and I found myself stuck inside while the universe put on its mesmerizing show outside. But fear not. Armed with my trusty eclipse glasses, I was determined not to miss out. So, during breaks in the retail madness, my coworkers and I snuck outside to catch glimpses of the cosmic dance unfolding above us. Now let me paint you a picture of the scene outside our store. It was like a mini eclipse festival. The parking lot was packed with eager eclipse chasers, turning our mundane work environment into an impromptu campground of cosmic enthusiasts. Among the excitement, there were, of course, a few characters trying to sell eclipse glasses to people. But back inside, our management team deserves a standing ovation. They were absolute champs, allowing us to take turns stepping outside to witness the different phases of the eclipse. And when totality hit, they graciously let us all bask in the celestial glory together. And let me tell you, people, when that moment of totality arrived, it was nothing short of magical. The sky turned to night, the air grew chilly, and the wind hushed to a whisper. With bated breath, we watched as the moon danced in front of the sun, revealing its majestic corona in a breathtaking display. Gasps of wonder and cheers of excitement filled the air. It was a moment that I'll never forget. So there you have it, my friends, my firsthand account of witnessing this iconic event. And now that you're up to speed on my cosmic adventure, let's dive into the music that perfectly captures the spirit of the eclipse. Get ready to groove to the tunes that'll transport you back to that wondrous moment in time. While there are countless songs out there that could evoke the magic and wonder of witnessing a celestial event like the eclipse, I've handpicked a select few that truly capture the essence of the experience. In this shorter-than-usual episode, I'll be delving into the melodies and lyrics of those chosen songs, each one serving as a sonic snapshot of the awe-inspiring spectacle that unfolded before my eyes. So buckle up and get ready for a musical journey that may be brief, but is bound to leave you feeling exhilarated and enchanted. Let's dive in. All right. Let's kick things off with a bang, or should I say, a power ballad. We're diving headfirst into the iconic 80s anthem, Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. Now, if you've ever found yourself belting out this song in the shower, you know it's all about the roller coaster ride of love and heartbreak. But wait, why are we talking about love songs in the context of an eclipse episode? Well, hold on to your eclipse glasses because here's where it gets juicy. While Bonnie might not have had celestial phenomena in mind when she penned this gem, The title itself, Total Eclipse of the Heart, conjures up images of cosmic darkness and shadow. It's like the perfect metaphor for the intense emotions and anticipation that come with witnessing an eclipse. So next time you're gazing up at the sky, waiting for the moon to do its thing, just remember Bonnie Tyler's epic anthem, because when it comes to capturing the drama of a celestial event, this song totally eclipses the competition. Next, we're about to take a trip into the grunge rock universe with Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. Picture this. You're cruising down the highway, windows down, wind whipping through your hair, and this eerie hypnotic melody comes on the radio. That's right, it's Black Hole Sun, the ultimate anthem for those moments when you're pondering life's big questions and staring up at the sky, wondering what's out there beyond the stars. Now, when you first listen to this song, you might think, what's with all the talk about black holes and existential dread? But fear not, my friends, because Soundgarden isn't just here to bum you out. They're here to blow your mind. With lyrics that paint a surreal and dystopian picture, Black Hole Sun plunges you into a world where the sun itself is a mysterious black hole, sucking you into its vortex of darkness and uncertainty. It's like the perfect soundtrack for staring up at the sky during an eclipse, feeling that sense of foreboding and wonder wash over you as the world around you turns surreal and otherworldly. So next time you find yourself lost in thought, contemplating the mysteries of the universe, just crank up the volume and let Soundgarden take you on a journey through the black hole sun. Trust me, it's a ride you won't soon forget. All right, everybody, hold on to your space helmets, because we're about to embark on a journey to the dark side of the moon with none other than Pink Floyd. Now, if you've never experienced the mind-bending magic of this legendary album, you're in for a treat. Picture this. You're lounging on a beanbag chair, surrounded by swirling colors and psychedelic visuals, and suddenly, the ethereal sounds of the dark side of the moon wash over you like a cosmic wave. Now let me tell you, this album isn't just a bunch of random tunes, it's a full-blown conceptual masterpiece. With themes ranging from madness to mortality to the passage of time, Pink Floyd takes you on a ride through the deepest recesses of the human psyche. And while they might not shout, "Hey, check out that eclipse from the rooftops," their exploration of darkness, transformation, and cosmic mysteries resonates perfectly with the mystical atmosphere of an eclipse. So next time you find yourself staring up at the sky, pondering the mysteries of the universe, just throw on the dark side of the moon and let Pink Floyd be your guide through the cosmic unknown. Now, get ready to shake off those eclipse-induced chills, because we're about to bask in the warm glow of Here Comes the Sun by none other than the Beatles. Now, if there's one thing guaranteed to lift your spirits and put a spring in your step, it's the infectious optimism of this timeless tune. Picture this. You're standing on a hillside, surrounded by fellow eclipse enthusiasts, and just as the moon begins to release its grip on the sun, you hear it. The unmistakable chords of Here Come the Sun filling the air. Suddenly, it's like a weight has been lifted off your shoulders, and you can't help but feel a surge of hope and renewal coursing through your veins. Sure, George Harrison might not have had eclipses in mind when he penned this masterpiece, but let me tell you, the metaphorical connection is crystal clear. As the song celebrates the triumph of light over darkness and the arrival of a new day, it's impossible not to feel a sense of kinship with the glorious moment when the sun emerges from behind the shadow of the moon during a solar eclipse. Next time you find yourself gazing up at the sky waiting for the sun to reclaim its rightful place in the heavens, just remember the words of the Beatles. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. This is the perfect soundtrack for chasing away those eclipse-induced blues and embracing the promise of a bright new day. Now, get ready to kick up some dust and feel the heat, because we're diving into the fiery depths of Johnny Cash's classic country hit, Ring of Fire. Now, if you've never found yourself caught in the throes of passion, this song is like a musical roller coaster through the wild and untamed wilderness of love. Picture this. You're sitting around a campfire, surrounded by the flickering glow of flames and the sweet sound of Johnny Cash's unmistakable voice echoing through the night. It's like you've been transported to the heart of the American frontier, where love burns bright and hot like a raging inferno. Now you might be wondering, what does Ring of Fire have to do with eclipses? Well, my friends, let me tell you, it's all about the cosmic connection. While Johnny Cash's lyrics may be metaphorical, the title itself conjures up images of that fiery ring of sunlight that surrounds the moon during a solar eclipse. It's like the perfect soundtrack for that moment when the world turns into a swirling vortex of light and shadow. So next time you find yourself swept away by the intensity of love or staring up at the sky, waiting for the sun to be swallowed by the moon, just remember the words of Johnny Cash. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. Because in the end, folks, whether it's love or a solar eclipse, sometimes you've just got to embrace the heat and ride the wave of passion all the way to the end. All right, people, hold on to your flower crowns and get ready to let the sun shine in, because the next song we're diving into is a groovy classic from the musical Hair, Let the Sun Shine In. Now, you know me. I couldn't possibly leave out a song from a musical in this episode, especially when it's one as iconic and uplifting as this one. Picture this. You're standing in a field of wildflowers, the sun warming your face, and the breeze gently tousling your hair. And suddenly you hear it, the infectious melody and spirited harmonies of Let the Sun Shine In filling the air. It's like a burst of pure joy and optimism washing over you like a wave of sunshine. You might be wondering, what does Let the Sun Shine In have to do with eclipses? Well, my friends, let me tell you. While Hair may not specifically mention eclipses, the song's exuberant call to embrace the light and let positivity shine through resonates perfectly with the spirit of a solar eclipse. So next time you find yourself caught in the shadow of doubt or uncertainty, just remember the words of Hair. Let the sun shine, let the sun shine in. The sunshine in. Because in the end, whether you're basking in the glow of the sun or dancing under the moonlight during an eclipse, sometimes you've just got to let the music lift your spirits and fill your soul with warmth and light. Okay, get ready to wrap up our cosmic journey with a bang, because we're diving into the epic finale of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, Eclipse. Now, if you thought this album was just a bunch of trippy tunes and mind-bending melodies, think again, because Eclipse is the grand finale that ties everything together in one glorious burst of cosmic enlightenment. Picture this. You're floating through the void, surrounded by the swirling soundscape of Pink Floyd's psychedelic masterpiece. And just when you think you've reached the edge of the universe, Eclipse hits you like a tidal wave of cosmic revelation. With its sweeping orchestration and hauntingly beautiful lyrics, this song is like a sonic supernova, illuminating the darkest corners of your mind with flashes of cosmic brilliance. And let's talk about those lyrics, shall we? Everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon. Now, if that's not a direct reference to the awe-inspiring moment of cosmic alignment that is a solar eclipse, I don't know what it is. It's like Pink Floyd is saying, hey people, pay attention. This is the moment when the universe reveals that it's truly connected, when the sun and the moon dance together in perfect harmony. So as we bid adieu to the dark side of the moon and our cosmic journey comes to a close, just remember the words of Pink Floyd. And everything under the sun is in tune, but the sun is eclipsed by the moon. It's a reminder that even in the darkest moments, there's always a glimmer of light waiting to shine through. So let's raise our eclipse glasses to the wonders of the universe and the eternal quest for enlightenment. In this episode, we embarked on a celestial journey through the power of music, exploring songs that capture the essence of eclipses and the cosmic wonder they inspire. From the iconic power ballad Total Eclipse of the Heart to the haunting melodies of Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd, each song served as a sonic snapshot of the awe-inspiring spectacle of celestial alignment. And let's not forget our interlude into the world of musicals with Let the Sun Shine In from Hair, because who can resist a little Broadway magic? As you know, I cannot. As we reflect on the beauty and mystery of the universe, we were reminded that the music has the power to transport us to cosmic realms and ignite our sense of wonder. So whether you're staring up at the night sky or grooving to the beat of your favorite tunes, remember to let the music guide you as you bask in the magic of the eclipse and all the wonders of the cosmos. And just like that, people, we've reached the end of our cosmic journey through the melodies and rhythms that stir our souls. As the final chords fade into the night, it's time to bid adieu to this celestial episode of The Music and Me. But fear not, for the memories of our musical voyage will linger like stars in the night sky, twinkling with the magic of the eclipse and the wonder of the universe. So whether you were lucky enough to witness the eclipse firsthand or not, let these songs serve as a cosmic reminder of that extraordinary event. And if you missed out this time, here's hoping you catch the next one. Until then, keep the music alive in your soul and let your spirit soar among the stars. Farewell for now, and may the music continue to guide you on your journey through life's cosmic symphony. I hope you enjoyed this special eclipse episode, and stay tuned next week for the episode I had planned for this week. Peace out, everybody.
This has been the Music in Me podcast. Subscribe now so you don't miss a beat.